Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The Civil War in the Republican Party continues, and is continuing in the most degrading fashion, The most recent individual to come out and degrade himself was Mike Pence. Now remember, Mike Pence is the guy whom the insurrectionists walked through the hall shouting, "Hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence." If they had seen him in the hallway, they would have murdered him, because Donald Trump told them that if Pence does the right thing, he'd still be president, and otherwise, oh well. And then he said Pence didn't have courage. What Pence didn't, quote, have courage, end quote, on was to obey Trump when Trump said, "Just announce that you, Mike Pence, reject the certifications from the states, and you are installing me and you in for another 4 years." That's a Putin thing. That's a Belarus thing. It's a Venezuelan thing. It's a Chaicom thing. It's a jihad thing. It's not an American thing. Pence is not an idiot. He said no. And as a result, Trump sent the mob up there to hang him. Trump didn't say hang him. He says, well, go up there. You're not going to take your country back by being weak. Mike Pence was cowardly and didn't do the right thing. That's what he said. These guys were all armed, and they're angry as hell, and they all go up there, hang Mike Pence. So what does Pence do? He just said, "I agree with Trump that there was widespread voter fraud." He sucks up to Trump, even though Trump sent people in to say, "Hang Mike Pence." Now, you know, the degradation in the Republican Party is painful to watch, to see grown people degrade themselves and act in servile fashion like that. It was unpleasant and degrading to see Trump act with servility towards Putin. Putin would joke about him. Our intelligence services say that Putin had penetrated our emails, interfering in the election. Trump just sat there, glassy-eyed, saying, "I trust Putin. Why would Putin do that?" It was disgusting. It was degrading. You knew that Putin had the goods on him. He had financial goods on him. Trump owes somebody $400 million. When you're the president of the United States and you owe $400 million, which is a big number, and you won't say who it's to, that gives rise that suspicion that if you knew who it was to, it would be a strange and bad thing. In this case, of course, the commie Ruskies. But that servility, I don't think, can be explained entirely by money. But I think it can be by blackmail. In the Steele report, they said there was common knowledge in Eastern Europe that there was a video of Trump. Take a look at Trump's prior life and his conduct with people he thought were prostitutes. In fact, were KGB women, I assume women, KGB agents, engaging in coprophile conduct. Look it up, coprophile conduct. Now that comes out, Trump, if that's ever published, Trump can no longer be kind of the big man, the swaggering guy in front of his base. He's deathly afraid of Putin. Pence is deathly afraid of Trump. Deathly afraid that in a primary, Trump's base will nail him. Actually, may hang him. They'd like to, but obviously he'll have security, but he ain't going to win any more elections. So he sucked up to Trump. There's another guy. This is very sad. This is really degrading as well. There's a guy named Brian Kemp. Brian Kemp, governor of Georgia, right-wing guy. He's the guy, when he ran against Stacey Abrams, she was ahead in the polls, he threw a couple of 100,000 people off the voting rolls in Democratic and minority areas in Georgia. How did he do that? Because he was Secretary of State at the time, and he could do it. So when it came time to vote, people would show up. They'd say, "You're not on the rolls? Wait a minute, why not? You didn't vote last time." "Well, actually, I did." "Well, must be some mistake. Get in that line for another 8 hours and register." "Well, it's too late. Put in a provisional ballot." "Ah, the hell with it. I need childcare, and I'm leaving." Stacey Abrams, I think, lost by about 40,000 votes. This is the guy. He's no good. Brian Kemp's no good. He did one worm-like good thing in his entire life, and that was only because he was chicken not to. And that is, Joe Biden won Georgia by 14,000 votes. Kemp didn't believe it. They had three recounts, one of them by hand. They hand recounted every ballot in Georgia, millions. And the margin held up. And so the law is you certify him, Biden, as the winner. Trump demanded that Kemp and their Republican Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, just not certify it, say it's wrong, even though there were three recounts. They wouldn't do it. They were afraid, frankly, of liability if they tried something like that. This isn't a communist country. This is not a jihadist country. And for that, Trump mercilessly attacked Brian Kemp and Raffensperger, called Raffensperger in that telephone call that was taped, saying, find me 11,780 votes, and if you don't, you'll be criminally prosecuted. And he never comes out and says, you will be criminally prosecuted. He says, you know, if you don't, that is a criminal offense. That's his oblique mob-like way of saying stuff like that. With Kemp, he said that Kemp should be in jail. He did say that. Kemp should be in jail, the governor. Now, you know, if a guy says Matt Flynn should be in jail, or a guy lathers up a mob to roam around where I work going, hang Matt Flynn, I'm not endorsing that guy. I'm going to do a lot worse than that, but I'm certainly not endorsing this guy for president or agreeing with him. And just like Pence, Brian Kemp came out yesterday, said that he would support Trump for president in 2024. A guy who said he should be in jail. It reminds me, frankly, of Ted Cruz during the primary, where Trump said his father was in on the assassination of JFK and his wife was some unprintable thing. And you know what he did? You know what Cruz did? He endorsed him for election, and he did a phone bank. He sat at a phone bank in Texas urging people to vote for Donald Trump. Now, if you have people who, like Cruz or Pence or Kemp, who will do that, this is a servile cult party. People don't have an ounce of self-respect, but this is the civil war in the Republican Party. They're all hoping beyond hope that Trump doesn't run again in 2024 and he endorses them, or at least doesn't badmouth them in the Republican Party, so they can harness his cult. The fact is, cultists are attracted to the cult leader, not just the ideas, to the magnetism and the personality of the cult leader. Pence is a cadaver. He's like a snowman with two pieces of coal for eyes. Absolutely no demeanor, no personality, no charisma. Pence is a dangerous lizard-like individual. Nobody wants him. And Kemp, nobody ever heard of Kemp. Just a drone, a sycophant. So these people are not going anywhere. They are barnacles on the behind of humanity. They are simply going to be in the ash heap of history, and yet still they degrade themselves. This is very sad to have to watch this. It's aesthetically displeasing to watch this, to watch grown men debase themselves in this fashion, but that is what they're doing. That is absolutely what they're doing. We're coming on to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.